Are you tired of spending hours in food preparation and wish you could just set it and forget it? Do you hate those old stubborn stains on the floor that regular cleansers just can't touch? Are you tired of old dull knives that can't slice through tomatoes? Are you tired of acne? Are you tired of having to get out of bed to turn off the light? Are you tired of your arms being cold when having to reach outside of a blanket? Are you tired of your boat being sawn in half? Are you tired of spills being too hard to wipe up with regular paper towels? Are you tired of being tired and out of shape? Well, we have the solution for you. It's called death. It will fix all of your problems permanently. No need to call or go to a store. It's coming to you already.
Is this a metal thing?
Yes.
Taste.
David.
David.
David, what is this?
Pretty big.
Great break.
About to kill a lot of people. Just tell me what you want me to fuck.
I have big dicks and a tiny vagina.
Oil me up, Daddy.
I can't believe that Bryce prefers
big tits.
Mistletoe alert.
This is not country.
This guy was a real jerk.
How long can Hugo be pregnant?
Chomp, 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 chomp.
Oh, I'm just such a dick, David.
Okay, everybody, put on your corpse handling gloves.
Ew.
Hoodie Picasso.
Horror.
Hello, and welcome to Horror Movie Talk Plus. That's right, folks. We've now transcended genre boundaries and sometimes cover other movies. We're a place for horror movie lovers, but the plus tells you we also welcome genre curious and genre allies. This one is one of those horror movies. We're going to be reviewing a patron-selected movie called Final Destination.
Oh, yeah.
So make sure you rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Full video available on YouTube. Don't be a square. Be sure to share. And I always fucking stumble on that thing. Don't be a square. Be sure to square. Also, check out patreon.com/horrormovietalk, the equivalent of the adult section in your video rental store. If you want to add your P to the community pool, go to horrormovietalk.com or call 682-253-4468 and leave us a voicemail. As always, we have... Not always. Today, sitting right across from me via Riverside video conferencing capabilities... is Fart Simpson. And David.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Is it me you're looking for?
Good morning.
Yeah, we just actually recently on Facebook got asked directly if we could have Fart back on the show. And I was like, yeah, why not next episode?
What did you say?
So thanks, Fart, for coming on. Excited
Absolutely,
to talk
guys.
About Final Destination.
Yep.
It's always great to have your drops. Do you have the full Hanna-Barbera theme? Like a...
Oh, yeah.
Sound effects?
You got it.
Do the running away sound.
Oh. Oh, yeah, I got that. Hold on.
I want to...
Yeah.
I want him to run off a cliff and then realize after he's off the cliff that he's off the cliff.
Okay. You
know? And there then doop. Yay.
It's like come we have on. Our own morning zoo program.
Yeah.
Come on.
So
come on.
Again, we got a great show for you listeners today. We'll start out by giving a brief review on our score for the movie. Score on a scale of 1 to 10. After we give our score, we'll get into spoilers and take a deeper dive into what we liked and hated about the film. Later on, we're going to be playing a game called Horrible or Hilarious Final Destinations.
Ooh.
And we'll start explaining that. We'll pit David against Fart
in
this
game since we got two players. So Final Destination can be found in places. It's got like 5 days left on Tubi. I'm not sure where it will be after that. And I'm sure by the time this episode's released, it's not going to be on Tubi anymore. So, choose your favorite Google source to find out where Final Destination's playing.
Okay.
Anyways, Final Destination is about Alex, don't call him a psychic Browning, along with 40 other high school students board a plane to Paris for a school trip. While boarding, Alex has a vision of the plane exploding and killing everyone on board. He causes a scene when he tries to warn others, and as a result, Alex, five other students, and one of their teachers are forced to leave the plane. Which is strangely prescient. Like, there's so many YouTube videos now of just anyone making any kind of display of dissatisfaction on planes are getting kicked out now.
We're done. We're done. We're not doing this.
While arguing in the terminal, they all witness the plane explode upon taking off. They're all stunned that they have cheated death, yet soon find out that death will not be cheated. Because, as the film posits, death a motherfucker.
Okay.
Yep, it is.
Wow. Yeah, well said.
Final Destination and the franchise that follows crack the code of what horror fans really want. Amusing deaths. That's all we want. We don't really care if it's a knife-wielding psychopath, an ancient demon, or a possessed doll. As long as there are deaths that we can chuckle about and talk about afterwards, we're game. So Final Destination removes all the clutter and just focuses on delivering elaborate and ridiculous deaths. Sure, it throws in some explanations and rules for the franchise, for why it happens and how death is picking its next victim. But that's all window dressing. It's a very thin plot, and what's really important is the ridiculous deaths. The result is like a shared understanding between the audience and the filmmakers that this is a campy, fun horror movie. And you know what you're getting from it. It's a transaction. And it fulfills that transaction. It's a fun watch. This is the first time I've actually sat and watched Final Destination, any of the Final Destinations. Although I've seen, you know, obviously clips from some of the deaths. Like, you know what you're getting when you get into it.
I think there's five of them so far.
Yeah. Yeah, there's Final Destination, Final Destination 2, Final Destination 3,
The
Final Destination.
Oh.
And then Final Destination 5.
They always do that to themselves.
They're like, never mind. We'll go back to numbers.
We're done. And then it's like, oh, what I meant was Freddy's back.
Right. So, I mean, it was enjoyable. Like, it is what it is. It's not trying to be something bigger or more elaborate or more involved or more entertaining than what it promises. And I think it pulls it off successfully. I imagine, like, the sequels get pretty crazy. Kind of the same thing with, like, if you watch Saw versus Saw 4. It's like there's a arms race for more ridiculous deaths. And this one doesn't quite get there. But it has enough. And, like, the filmmaking of it just makes it entertaining enough that you're like, this is dumb. But how can you not like it? I'd give it a score of 7 out of 10.
Wow.
Now this, before Fart gives his rendition, his score, his feelings about all this, I'd like to ask, now this is a James Wan directed and I think written movie. James Wan, for some reason, is like a really big deal. He's a big name in horror, and as far as I can tell, this is why. Like, it's just has to do with Final Destination.
It looks like he's more of a producer than a director. Yeah, he's a writer on a lot of things.
Yeah, but if you look at those things, it's still just kind of Final Destination, right?
Yeah, there's nothing. He's okay. His directing credits are Final Destination, Final Destination 3 are the ones that you'd recognize. He also did The One,
yeah,
some Dragon Ball movies, and some X-Files episodes,
and American Horror Story episodes. Yeah, it's a little. I don't know. I just have never really understood James Wong and why he's a big deal. And I mean, Final Destination is a good enough reason for him to be a big deal. It's just seems like there should be more there. But so that's all I had to say about that.
Okay.
What do you think?
I don't
about
know anything else. I don't know much about the guy, so I really don't know. I'm not familiar other than Final Destination. You rattled off a few other ones. Never heard of them. I don't even think I saw the third one. So yeah, I wouldn't even know why he's notable. Like, what is he known for? Just campy, kind of silly.
It looks like he's mostly doing TV. Like he's
as
a writer, he's doing more as a writer than anything else. Writer, producer. Yeah. But I mean, this seems
amazing.
Like a very, very disposable like franchise that you could give to any up and coming student director to say, you want to prove that you have the chops of the cinematic language, like show these elaborate deaths in a understandable way, you know?
Yeah. What year was the movie made?
2000.
Yeah. It feels like it because they really went, you know, half the budget was just CGI. You can tell just those cutaway scenes and shit that had to be half the budget for 2000.
Right.
2005, they picked up the pace, but still that year shit was, you know, frame by frame rendering. It was just a lot of work to make tires fly at you.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of obvious cues that this is like a 2000s movie, like the bad CGI, the flat, like, you know, almost like TV production lighting, the fact that Sean William Scott is cast in it. Lots of clues.
Shots fired.
So what would you give Final Destination?
Yeah, so that's the weird, before I even give the score, it's hard to rate it now because I'm stuck in this in between. I love really bad, shitty horror movies, but that are aware. This movie, I felt at times it was a little aware, like, yeah, these effects are really going to fuck these people up. But at other times, it seems they were going like full Tommy Wiseau, super serious, like really trying to nail these dramatic scenes. So if that's what they were going for, 4 out of 10. But if they were going for that campy, oh, not trauma, but esque, like aware of how ridiculous this is, then an 8 out of 10 for sure. But I think I'm going to go with the 4 out of 10 because I think they were trying kind of hard.
Oh, yeah. I think it straddles the line. I think it probably at least deserves a 5 for accomplishing both. Like, here's the thing.
But did they? Were they intentionally trying to accomplish like both?
Yeah, I mean, I think like the serious scenes are like when they're talking about, you know, their theories or like doing the exposition dump of like, this is how it works, people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not terrible. Like, I'll say that. It's not, I've seen much, much worse. And the acting for delivering that type of like rules set, it's literally like, it's, the, you can do the same scenes and it will either feel like listening to your mom give you the rules for bridge, or it will feel like an actual story of like giving you logic about, you know, how you're going to play this, you know, elaborate board game or whatever.
What was your score on this one, Bryce?
7.
Didn't mean to cut you off there. You have a thought to finish?
Yeah. I mean, I think it's like, here's the thing. Here's how I see like, that it is leaning more into the campy fun is that the one thing that tips it off for me is that the water from the toilet in the first one of the first deaths,
Bravo.
It makes a clean getaway. The fact that the water retreats and covers its, you know, its tracks. Yeah. Is like, I mean, it's enough of a touch that it's so ridiculous and stupid and like makes zero sense. But in terms of like storytelling and making a film about death trying to get you, like that's just great. You know, that is probably the shots that really sold the movie for me. The fact that the water runs away after it kills someone.
I I've seen this movie at least two or three times, and I think the first time was in theaters, and I recall it being so ridiculous with the jump scares and the loud sounds and like the sudden jump shot, and I remember it doing that real not just like over the top but really well. and that, I mean, it's not like jump scares weren't in kind of full swing by this time, but they really hadn't been. I don't feel like they'd been done to this degree, you know, like it's a menagerie, and it's like that is the crutch of this movie, if I recall. I mean, that and the shock value of a lot of those kills, and that moment of realizing, oh, this is what this is, like, was a pretty delightful moment of being like, okay, I see. This is nothing but nothing. There's no more veneer over anything. It's just this.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I would say it's more of the opposite. Where, well, yeah, I mean, there's jump scares and there's like surprising moments, but it's wrapped around like the premises. Just ultimate dramatic irony that you know these people are going to die, and you know exactly how they're going to die because it shows you long shots that show, you know, stripped, you know, electrical wire and a little drip coming from a cup, and going to show you something over here that might come into. You're like, why is it showing us that clock? That must mean something.
Right. It's all subversion.
It does that for like 5 minutes. And then often it just pulls off the kill. But sometimes it's like, ha, got past you. You didn't get me. And then jump scare. They kill him in some other way.
Yeah.
And that's like the two methodologies of the film. So it does both. But I found it enjoyable for what it is. And I imagine the other films are similar. You know what's similar? You know what you experience over and over again? Ads.
Yeah.
You don't want that. If you're listening to the commercials,
or should
you
be more
know
like
you
this.
Don't.
There you go.
For the cost of one cup of coffee a month, you too can save this golden retriever.
You don't have to listen to ads. You can go to Patreon and join our Patreon and get early access to episodes without ads. Also, you can support the show by going to our shop at horrormovietalk.com/shop. And you can check out our resident artist, Dustin Goebel, on Instagram at DGOEBEL00. Make your artistic dreams come true. If you want to call, leave us a voicemail. Call 682-253-4468. Thanks again for listening. Let's get into spoilers. It says Fart Simpson's computer stopped recording.
Hey, sport, my girl use your binoculars?
When they start off with that whole scene, then I guess, yeah, maybe you are right. They're setting the tone on how ridiculous it's going to be as, like, this hillbilly's girlfriend's taking a sip out of some booze or something.
What? When was that? I don't remember that.
The NASCAR race at the beginning.
Oh, shit, did you watch a different movie?
I think you watched a different movie, Fart.
And at this moment, Fart realized he indeed watched the wrong movie.
He watched The Final Destination.
Yeah. You watched The Final Destination. We're watching Final Destination.
Where did you watch it? Oh, I'm so interested in how this is going to play out. Because you know what? If he watched a different movie, it won't matter, really.
Of course it will.
It won't matter. They're all the same movie. It's just different vehicles. It's just different... I'm so excited.
You gotta be kidding me. There's two movies and the word the separates the two?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which one did you watch?
He watched the one from 2009.
Where they're predicting everybody's death.
Right. Oh, yes. Right. No, you're we're correct. Still here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Final Destination.
But that doesn't really differentiate anything.
Mm-hmm. But the whole plane crash in the beginning, that never happened in the one that you saw?
I don't remember Stifler being in it, that's for sure.
Oh, yay!
Oh, wow. This will be a fun episode. One person has seen the actual movie we're talking about. David seen it years ago, and Fart saw a different movie in the franchise.
And yet the version you watched still had shitty CGI that made you think it was 2000.
Right. Correct.
Yeah, because that's the other thing is, like, the first one doesn't actually have that much CGI. I was like, huh, I didn't really notice that.
Fucking hell. Jesus Christ.
This is
so to answer your question, David,
Yeah,
you know, I don't live in the Pacific Northwest anymore. That's pretty huge.
Whoa.
And it is.
Whoa, this is amazing.
To get the fuck out of Portland.
Isn't that great? Well,
unbelievable.
You say that, but I've got a video that's going to get you real homesick, Fart.
Yeah, so this will.
It won't. I still have to come back and forth, so I get a little dose of Portland every 4 or 5 months.
Well,
but okay.
Don't knock it till
you
see
yourself.
It.
Put
me up on like full screen,
gotcha.
and just let this like
let the Portland wash over you.
Yes. Yummy gummy.
This is very Final Destination, by the way. I like how the cameraman knew. It was just like, I got
it. Yeah, I
got
to say, like, also
very
just appreciate the cinematography on this video. Because he does a real good job.
Ooh, yeah, that's a nice dolly shot.
They called the homeless. Fuck you.
This could be New York. Oh, he went for a belly punch.
She threw something at our
They killed
car.
All my kids.
Call her.
The other two are 25 feet from that shop. They took down 8 kids right there. 8 children. In the bushes.
In the bushes.
Joe, help us. Call the cops. She threw something at our car. Please.
Do you understand what you did? Are you going to say what you did? You didn't do nothing, right?
Okay, whatever you say, please. Please call the police.
You guys started burning
into my car. Oh my god. Yes. Oh,
dude, there's
8 kids next to that
shop on your team. 8
children. 3
are mine.
I thought
I saw
you
there. My bad.
Chills.
Chills.
Jackass.
Yeah, this is...
I mean...
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, well...
Yeah,
dude.
A couple things about this.
That could be
if
New
you're...
York. That really... I mean, yeah. Go ahead, Bryce.
Doesn't it bring you right back, though?
I mean,
it actually
just
brings
not...
you back to living in San Francisco. Go ahead.
Yeah, the thing about it being Portland is that there's not actually that much traffic. Like, there's not like a billion people behind these people honking at them. You know?
Well, this is the middle of the day, Bryce. These people aren't commuting to work. They're coming from, you know, shooting meth. And...
I don't know. This either looks like dawn or dusk. You know, I mean, look at that. Horizon. That looks like it's either late or very early. But, I mean, a couple things to appreciate this as a viral video. First of all, this cast of characters
is
just, you know, par excellence. Mm. And then, you know, Bat Guy comes out of the blue. And perfect. I mean, look at this. This is like, look at the framing. You couldn't.
Yeah, a
you
superhero.
You could make this even better than having it in the distance. Have like a, and he's panning, and we've got everyone in frame. Look at this. Like, this is a Spielberg one shot. What's happening here?
The fucking dude with calf warmers and bicep warmers coming out of nowhere and being like, "Be a man, dude. Get in your car. Get in your car." It's like,
and then finally, just the thing that makes it. Perfect. The cameraman says nothing.
He's not even
not
there.
A word.
He's not even
He's
there.
Just like a BBC
yeah.
nature documentary. You
Doesn't
know?
Step in to save anything. It's just like, this is nature. Nature playing out.
It's, I mean, if that doesn't make you miss Portland, I don't know what does. But I'm sure they all made up once they got to their tent off the off-ramp.
Yeah, I didn't see a lot of the main interactions I would see with the public or just the people on the street with the homeless. It was more like finger wagging at them. Like, why are you doing this? You need to move this over here. And I'm like, you know that they have no fucking clue what you're saying. All this finger wagging is nothing. So I saw a lot of that and, like, you know, old
Who,
women.
From whom? Who?
Just like in front of my job, because there's quite a few tents around, so there's a lot of drug use. It's known where I live. It's more the industrial, or where my job was. It's more right. the industrial side of Portland. So they can get away with a lot more. So there's the locals that live around there that feel like they have to walk around and tell them, you got to move this and clean up this, and you got your human shit right in front of my door. Can we get it moved? And I'm like, they're not going to clean it. And also, they're just not going to. So I didn't see a lot of, like, really aggressive interactions like this one, because this seems like, you know, what, one person rear-ended the other person when they were driving?
No, from what I gather, there's a sequence of events. The car behind this, so the following car, white car.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
The Volkswagen.
Something happened where there was a near miss, or they drove really close to
sure
some children bushes. In a bush or something.
Children in a bush
within 8 or 5 feet. It's unclear, but three out of those eight were children of girl in front,
right?
In the attractive, you know, half shirt, and
with that
and then after
fade.
That happens. Girl in half shirt gets angry and throws something from her car to hit white car. And that's where the contention starts. Right around the Vanport historical marker, which is the next right.
It goes something like, how dare you sideswipe that bush? Don't you know that there's 8 children living in that bush?
That's probably what it is.
And then, you know, 3 of those 8 children are mine. And you know, it's like, well, shouldn't you be taking care of, what are your 3 kids doing in the bush? And why are you driving away from there? You should be watching your 3 children in the bush, because people are apparently sideswiping it. So,
I mean, the sequels and the prequels will be dedicated to Batman. Like, this is where the magic happened. I mean, that's just a perfect shot. Look at that.
Yeah, that's a good shot.
Anyways.
look at her. She's so upset.
An angry lime.
We just had an on-site for our work. So we had
That means going to the office.
Couple days where we actually went into the office and did activities together. And they flew in some people from across the country. And I'll say, the main difference between Portland now and, Portland 3 years ago is there is noticeably less encampments. Like, there's not tents everywhere. Like, there's less tents because they did change some city laws to say you can't camp on sidewalks during the day. Like, obviously, that isn't still maintained.
Keeping
in
mind that your office is in downtown. I mean, they just pushed those out to Gresham and Clackamas, you know.
Sure. Yeah, a little bit. But I mean, our office was it's right next to the Morrison Bridge. So there was a huge encampment underneath the Morrison Bridge. And so there's less of that, but a lot more direct encounters with people gacked out of their mind and just have open sores and are just fucking ruined shells of people on drugs. Like, there's a lot more of those. Like, every block had one that was yelling or just out of it and walking around and picking at, you know, scabs that have been infected for the last week and a half.
Gross.
So that's the difference now. And I think everyone just agrees that the experiment to legalize hard drugs probably isn't a good idea if you don't actually do any of the follow-up. Well, it's fine to legalize them.
You got to follow it up.
Right.
But I will say that that there's a place up here, a north suburb of Seattle called Everett, that is much worse.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, holy shit, this place is insane. Like, yeah, those cretins that you're talking about are just, they own the city. Like, it's like, whoa. Yeah. Fun times. West Coast, not in good.
I exchanged it for, I live in East LA, so I'm just surrounded by like some MS-13 and shit like that now. So it's a different vibe, but I'd actually prefer it here than where I was in Portland for sure, because I was putting up with all that bullshit, and I had like my house getting fucked with before I moved out of Portland a lot, and the price I was paying was, if not the same or cheaper than over here. So yeah, it was an easy exchange of like, why am I torturing myself here working and paying these prices and dealing with the riffraff when I can do the same shit over here and I actually pay a lot less in LA, surprisingly. So
that's insane.
Yeah. Portland.
Was it your roommate fucking with your house, or was your house getting fucked with by exterior forces?
Exterior forces. So yeah, we had, I remember on my way out moving from that area, there was two motorcycles across the street, both with Nazi stickers and shit on the motorcycles. So when meth got legalized and they created the super meth, obviously the bikers came in and it brought in some fucking really hard Nazi-ish bikers into Portland. And I saw their two motorcycles like every day as I was coming home from work, just sitting out. One of them used to shower with the hose out front. Dude, he was showering with
Liter Coca-Cola.
He's showering with a 2-liter Coca-Cola.
Anyway, so that's great, and so far life is a lot better now over here.
Nice. I'm really
glad.
Yeah,
I mean, it really adds to the human dignity that the crime is organized in LA. You know, I mean,
very.
It's one thing to be robbed by tweakers that are just trying to strip all of your wiring for scrap copper versus, you know, organized criminals that are have operation behind it and a philosophy.
The whistle game in my neighborhood is amazing. You hear all these like beep, 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 whoop, whoop, whoop. And like they have it, it's communication. So when I first moved here, oh, don't worry, I will. I was like, cool, this is organized. I mean, not cool, but kind of was cool because he's a dumb white dude in East LA.
It's like the tribes of the uncontacted tribes in the Amazon. Now they start talking in Capuchin monkey, and you're like, oh, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like a regular monkey. It sounds like a person monkey.
The whistling was throwing me off for a couple of days. I was like, what fucking birds are doing this? I'm such an idiot. I'm thinking it's birds, and it wasn't. Speaking of birds, there's a parrot.
I saw a whole TikTok video dedicated to, what was it in Spanish? The chinga tu madre, which is fuck your mother.
Ooh.
And it's like a part of their language, and there's a whistle specifically for it that they use to communicate chinga tu madre, which is a... I'm terrible at whistling, but
I thought that was Bryce whistling for a second. I was like, wow, Bryce is really good.
Yeah, I'll do it again. Here, watch.
Oh, wait. I missed it. There you go.
Wow. Stop it.
Oh,
get some help.
Okay, well...
Oh, damn it. I can't play my favorite drop, too, that I pulled from my Final Destination that I watched.
Oh, man. That was such a good drop. Oh, shit. You had sent, like, the link to the movie.
Oh, yeah.
That would have solved it. If I had opened that and looked at it, I would have known immediately. Damn it.
Just for that, Bryce, you're going to get this. All right. Hold on. You son of a bitch. This is for you, Bryce.
Oh, yeah. This is...
Just to be clear, I like little children.
That's your punishment for not opening up the video file.
I do like little children. I got little kids.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. So, okay. So, before, this was a fun game. I've never actually watched any of the Final Destination movies.
You never have?
I haven't. So I started out like writing down some predictions of what deaths were going to be in the movie. I didn't get a single one. Not a single one. But my predictions for what I was going to see, I know of the logging truck one, because that's like a meme at this point, that you don't drive behind a logging truck because of Final Destination. It wasn't in this one. So I guess like there's going to be someone that dies from choking on food. That seems like an obvious one. Someone dies from a piano on their head. I thought they would have gone Acme and they didn't. Snake bite, no snake bite. And then finally an industrial lathe. And that's more of a personal preference for me, but nothing of the sort happened in this one, which really tells you how many possibilities there are. The one that was like obvious that I didn't list would have been slipping in the shower. And that was basically the first death in this movie. Where the, like the main friend of the main character, Alex, he's in his bathroom and you see his toilet start leaking, dripping water onto the floor. And there's this great storytelling of the water, which is slightly blue for some reason, even though it was leaking straight out of the wall, traveling across the tile floor and the cracks, heading towards him, towards his feet as he's like shaving.
Mm-hmm.
And then
what was
like
traveling, what was traveling towards him?
Water on the ground. Oh, okay. So water is like kind of like expanding across the, just the cracks of the tile, and it's trying to reach his feet, you know, cause he's going to slip and hurt himself. And then right as it gets to him, he steps, he walks away, and then you see the water go, ah, shucks. And then, and then eventually it gets him. He slips, tries to brace himself, and then ends up wrapping the clothesline around his neck, and he scrambles on inside the bathtub and can't find purchase, and he dies. He expires. And then you're on mute, David. David, you're muted.
Good. Perfect. Very good.
Imagine hanging yourself just because your feet can't find purchase. Like, right. It's like, it's like, well, wait a minute. Just
yeah, play the xylophone running sounds fart. or just the coconut. Yeah. That's what his feet are on the bathtub. And
yeah.
And that's like the first death in the movie. There's a lot of like foreshadowing. There's a lot of like scenes before the airport of Alex just being really paranoid and like it like establishes this dread. And I like the nice touch that they're inside the airport and then the camera just focuses on the word terminal. And let's see what other stuff. Oh yeah. And then the, like it shows like this premonition of the plane flying. And one of the best parts is it just really dwells on a bunch of whoppers that are rolling around on the floor of the plane.
Whoppers?
Like,
oh, okay.
I was like, oh no, not the whoppers. Could have had those. Yeah. So the other deaths in this one are like a pretty elaborate one with this teacher. She has a cracked mug that leaks out her tea and she sets it on top of her like CRT monitor and it leaks inside. And what is it? The monitor explodes, throwing a shard of glass into her trachea.
Oh, CRT monitors. I forgot there were monitors with glass.
You're right. Yeah. And then she's trying to save herself from that. And then all of a sudden, like this trail of some flammable liquid like catches fire. Her whole kitchen goes on fire and she's trying to escape that. And then she slips on the floor from the drippings from her teacup. And then a butcher knife falls and stabs her in the heart. It's like a lot of like Rube Goldberg, like invention type deaths.
Yeah. It's, okay, so you're telling me there's two kills in a row that are due to slippery water on the floor.
Right. Yes. Water is very important in this movie in particular, because another death is around, or like it's alluded to be from electrocution. And then, you know, a pool breaks, and so the hanging electrical wire from the pole is touching the water, and you got to get away from it. The other half of the movie is more like fake outs. Like, there's a lot more, it's setting up something to happen, and then it doesn't, and then something sudden happens.
Okay. So, how does this parallel to your final destination?
Well, super silly deaths. Like, I think one that really stood out was the notable escalator. Something fucked up an escalator and she got chewed through. So when you mentioned something about somebody getting chewed through something, I was like, still thinking, are you sure we saw the wrong movie? But no, we did. So, I mean, yeah, so far, pretty parallel. but again, I don't think I've seen the one that Bryce saw.
Yeah. In terms of things in real life that scare me more than they should, I got to tell you, escalators is very high on that list, and I don't know why exactly. I don't know what saw. I've seen enough like CCTV camera footage of people falling through the panels. Mm-hmm. You know, each stair is like a panel on escalators, and I've seen enough like footage of, like, usually, unfortunately, I don't know why it's this way, but usually it's a small Asian woman falling through an escalator panel, and I'm assuming there's just gears under there just like grinding away constantly every day, just getting ground up, and in my head the picture is a little kid looking down, you know, into the where mom was, you know.
Yeah, there's that.
Are you guys scared? Do you have the escalator fear at all?
No. I mean, I think about it a little. Like, I think when you're a kid, your parents make it a big point that, like, don't let your pants or something get caught in that, like, at the end of it. Like, you really got to step over. You're, like, doing a full, like, cowboy dismounting a horse when you get off or on an escalator.
Right. Like,
But mostly I'm just waiting, you know, just I get on an escalator until that final moment, and then I'll be like,
curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.
You know, okay, there's two more things I got to say about the. First of all, if you're standing on an escalator, boo. Okay, why are we just standing? We should be moving up it or down it. Where do you guys stand on that? Are you standers or movers?
I'm a stander.
I'm a mover.
Okay. Good.
Okay. I'll say if I'm going down, I'll walk down the escalator.
Okay.
If good. I'm going up, I'm not gonna do a.
Well, I'll take 50%. 50% is better than zero. And then the other thing is, this movie really tries to cover all the bases of fears. You know, I guess slashers generally try to do that. You know, it's like, well, you could die in your sleep, or, well, except for like Friday the 13th movies, but. You know, they really try to throw a real smorgasbord of different things to be scared of. You know, have you ever thought about logging trucks? And it's like, oh, shit.
Well, it's really a horror movie for OSHA inspectors, you know? It's it's for people that are paranoid about safety and things going wrong. Like,
right.
It's very much like you look all around you and you're like, well, that's how that could kill me. And, like, I've heard a story of that doing that. And, like, you never know.
But last night, I called you, Bryce, because I had finished watching Conan the Barbarian on Netflix, and for our pretentious review, that'll be available on Patreon. And it was like, hey, you'd probably like Cliffhanger too. And I was like, I've never seen Cliffhanger. That's a 90s movie that I've never seen. How about that? Uh-huh. I'm 7 minutes into Cliffhanger, and I was shook. I was like, I can't do this. This is too much.
You were specifically saying that, like, you realize how much of a phobia of heights you have when you're watching Conan. I still don't know exact. I'm assuming it's the scene where they're climbing up the tower or going down the ropes, because I couldn't understand which scene.
What
would
are we talking about?
That.
Are we talking about Cliffhanger?
Conan the Barbarian.
No, I just There's no fear of heights in Conan. It was just the movie that came on after Conan on Netflix.
Oh, okay. You didn't. I thought you were talking about Conan the Barbarian. So the whole time,
no,
I was like,
I started Cliffhanger afterwards. I got 7 minutes into it, and I was like, "Fucking shit! I'm not watching this shit." Like, because it's just all about like vertigo and like being way too high and hanging on by one finger. And I'm like, no.
Oh, that's so confusing because I thought you're. That must have been confusing to you too, then, because I thought you were saying there's a moment in Conan.
Oh,
and I hadn't
okay.
seen it at this point, that there was an actual cliffhanger.
This is like listening to somebody talk about the dream that they okay. had.
This is
like
so ridiculous.
So, and then I suggested you watch Cliffhanger, which is the movie you're talking about.
What the fuck?
Press my fingers into my eyes.
Okay.
God damn, man.
Talk now. So, yeah. So, I had an idea for a sequel. Mm. Like, I think they could probably let it wait like another... Well, I guess this won't work because there's no original cast left over. But let's just say a couple years down the road, Final Destination 12, natural causes. So just have it like they avoid death. They avoid like a train crash. You know, they jump out off the train just before a horrible event.
Danny Brown.
Death is coming for them. And then eventually it cuts to them and they're like, when they're 95 and they're just gasping for breath in hospice. There's like,
oh, Jesus Christ. The guy from Terminator 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, or someone just has a heart attack, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, it's pretty impressive.
I think there's space for it. I'm just saying, in the franchise, Hollywood, you know, look me up.
This is no new thought or anything like that, but it's pretty impressive to die of things that aren't trying to eat you, you know?
Right?
Historically speaking, you know, like over the course of history, you know, everything dies because something's trying to eat it, you know?
Right.
But it just in the last couple hundred years, it hasn't been that way specifically for humans. And we're still like, oh, life sucks. It's
like, yeah, there's a lot of fear about catastrophic deaths. Like, there's a lot of like anxiety around like accidents or, you know, falling off of a cliff. And like historically, what you really have to fear is like an infection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you like step on a like a Lego and it opens a little tiny wound, and you just don't wash it after,
and you just die.
And then you just die. Or just natural causes. I mean, just death in general is coming for you. And no one knows how it's going to happen, but it's definitely going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
It's definitely not going to happen the way it did in the movie that I watched. That's for sure. Because deaths in that. For instance, like, the lead sees this dude's death and he's like, I gotta catch it and tell him before it actually happens and maybe we can break the cycle. And he gets there and the guy's a car mechanic and he's working on the truck and, you know, obviously they're setting it all up with shots, things jiggling and all this bullshit. To fast forward to like, yeah, an oil can spills onto something which shoots this out, which then projects like a nitrous tank out of the car shop and it hits him in the chest and presses him against a fence and then pushes his guts through the fence holes. I was like, I wouldn't be too mad if that's how I died. That is a fucking legend story, dude. If you're like, how did Fart die? Oh, this nitrous tank pushed him against a fence and then pushed his guts through. And then you could see the people in amazement through the holes in his body through the fence.
Wow.
Nothing of it was ever, none of it was believable, but also the movie that I saw, the deaths just kept getting more and more extravagant. They kept pushing it further and further on how ridiculous of like a mousetrap type game scenario we can have these little sequence of events happen to then lead to a very unexpected death.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What? Okay. So all of these Final Destination movies are about like death is like one step behind and it's trying to catch up. It's catching up to us. It's getting us. It's trying to grab us. And it's our job to try and outsmart it somehow.
Yeah. So the rules in the movie that it explains is there's a grand design for all of your deaths. And if you cheat death, if you like go against the grand design, then you've got a bill that needs to be paid and death comes up with a new plan. And in this movie, it basically says like the order in which people were supposed to die.
Right.
Is the order that it's going to go after them.
No, and then because she was sitting in the row in front of me and that compact. Yeah.
Right. And then if you interfere and cheat death again, it skips that person, goes to the next one and then comes back, you know, death's very organized is what it comes down to. And, yeah, sorry, go ahead and say what you're saying.
So my question now is, okay, so what's the best way to die? Like, what's the ideal way that Bryce Hansen or Fart Simpson or David Day dies? Like, what's the best way to go? It, you know, like, even better than best case scenario. Something about sex. For Bryce, it's going to be like get nailed in the ass.
Mine is like getting like instantaneously and without my knowledge, getting exploded into a mist. Just nothing left. Like you're there and then gone.
Okay, but I was thinking like sex, you know, like
animal.
Yeah, but if I died while having sex, then the person I'm having sex with dies because I fall on top of them. And it's just, I'd feel too bad. We'd be at the pearly gates and be
like, you wouldn't feel anything. You'd be dead.
Wow.
No, but you'd see him in the afterlife and be like,
standing right next to line in line to them in the pearly gates. You're like,
yeah, and you're like,
boners.
Sorry. You knew.
Boners.
You knew the dangers.
Yeah, I think if anyone chooses it, what's most telling about this question is no one chooses hospice for 5 weeks. Where your organs slowly shut down and your family is crying at your bedside. No one chooses old age or the reality of old age, of dying of old age.
That's literally every single person now. It's all of them. It's like the fucking most depressingly tragic fucking shit. And I wasn't there. I couldn't get off work.
Natural causes. That sounds riveting. I'm into that. I could sit.
I know.
In a slow and it's only the
Final Destination.
Room.
Yeah, Final Destination 12 natural causes. There's only one person. It's just you sit
just
with
the
one
suffering of that one person,
one 98-year-old man as his body is slowly shutting down in hospice,
and it's like as brutal as the whale, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
sitting
yeah,
there,
yeah.
He's just like, oh no, he's alone. All his friends have already died.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. Fart, what's your best way to go?
Well, I'm not going to go. I see mine's I want to be funny, so mine's a two-parter. So definitely jumping off a bridge with a noose so then the cars can hit me as they're driving by on the freeway. So wow. It's kind of like a little pinata type of situation. And then when they're going to bury me, you got to bury me unmarked. So then I can get one good scare in with like maybe 30, 40 years down the line, somebody digs me up and they find my skeleton. That's the goof I want. I truly hope that somebody could like mistakenly find my skeleton. That would be awesome.
My like Hunter S. Thompson answer of like what would be a good just like a show death or you know, just like
yeah.
Just a good like send off would be decapitated with a guillotine into a catapult.
Jesus.
Or trebuchet. And the head falls in the trebuchet. It immediately goes off, crashes through the window of like a middle-aged woman that's a widow and falls into her lap, and like the last 7 seconds of consciousness that the blood in my brain still has will witness her surprise and then get to meet her in the afterlife and be like, yeah, pranked you, bro.
While your last 7 seconds, you're just going. Yeah, no, I think it's not a way to die, but I really like there was a Nick Swardson album or joke or set where he said, you know, when I die, I want it to be, I just want it to be really traumatic for my mother. And, and so, you know, at the funeral, everybody, it'll be a closed casket so that everybody will think my body will be in the closed casket, but it won't be. It'll come down on wires from the ceiling, and then they'll hit it with strobe lights and EDM music, and my mom will just be in the corner being like, what was Nicholas into? You
know, like, it'll be the techno version of the Pinocchio Got No Strings.
Yeah, yeah.
Be a marionette of your, like, rigor mortis body.
Oh, right, fuck.
Yeah. So what would be the worst way to go? The contrast. What would be the worst death?
Cancer.
The worst? Yeah. wasting.
I've seen too many family and close ones go from that. That's got to be the worst.
No. Yeah. Cancer for sure.
Cancer. Yeah.
Or MS. I mean, that's a slow burn.
Oh, dude. You know, but MS. I feel like you could get some quality time in there.
Yeah. It's a slow burn, but towards the end, yep, you're gonna be. I wish I had the bones rattling sound effect. Damn it.
Oh,
or what about, what's it? Whatever Stephen Hawking had, just like where you.
Oh, dude.
You slowly lose muscle control and you're just locked in for the last, like,
ALS.
20 years of your life.
No. I mean, well, there are. He had the good version of that. I had a pretty good friend who died of that the fast way. And it was Lou Gehrig's disease, and it was not. Yeah, you're definitely right about that. It was fucking horrible.
Well, on that fine, fun note, let's move on to our game.
Ever played Donkey Punch?
There was a great line in The Final Destination, just really quick. I wanted to always. There's a scene where this is kind of maybe where it set me off, where I think they are. They're like, I think they're taking the piss out of the audience by doing this. But there's this really dramatic scene. This guy's like, they're all like, yeah, thank goodness we didn't die in this scenario, blah, blah, blah. And then the guy turns around and he says this.
Let me get the cookies.
That's it. And he just turns around and walks out, and that's the closing scene. And I was like, that is some Tommy Wiseau shit.
That's pretty good. I think the kind of, not necessarily the equivalent, but in the first movie, there's the asshole character that is, for absolutely no reason, he's an asshole to, like, everyone. But he's like the, you know, he'd be like the greaser in a Stephen King novel that picks on kids, but he's just an asshole, and he has a line that's just plain, I'm never going to die. which is another one of those what's winking at the camera.
I think they should have went, oh wait, we're going to the game, but I will, on that whole what they should do with Final Destinations in the future, I think for the one that you mentioned, which is the where they die of just old age, it could be an ongoing Abbott and Costello type of joke where they say things like this.
Well, who's next?
I don't remember.
And it just goes back and forth. Who's next? I don't remember. I need to know who's going to die. Anyway.
Right. Yeah, so let's move on. I think we've covered.
Let me get the cookies.
Let me just cover the other death. So, like, I think the only other death that's not that I haven't mentioned is the most boring one, which is just one of the girls gets hit by a bus.
Yeah, but that one is the one I remember the most.
Really? Yeah.
Oh my god, yes. Like, I remember that bus hit just because it was so shocking out of the blue. It was like, you know, like Jim Christmas.
And then also, I guess Sean William Scott was killed after a fake out, like with a piece of scrap metal getting shot at him from a train, and he gets decapitated. Anyways, I mean, you know what you're getting into with these Final Destination movies. Like, it is what it is. Like, if you want to see elaborate deaths, without much else, like, watch Final Destination. Yeah.
And there's a game inside of this episode, which, as the person listening, they need to kind of figure out which movie we're even talking about as we're going through it. That it could be a game in itself. Because
right.
there's
right,
so...
Right, exactly.
No, yeah.
This actually, I mean, I think this game that we're just going to play is going to tie this all together. So I'm calling this horrible or hilarious Final Destinations. I have a list of deaths, and you have to guess whether this is a real death we should feel bad about or a hilarious death from a Final Destination movie.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay. So it'll be Fart versus David for each of these, and I'll keep track of the score. And we'll get started. I don't know how many of these we have, we'll get through them. Okay, death number one. They get in a car crash and survive a PVC pipe nearly impaling them, but when the firefighters' jaws of life accidentally trip the airbag, they're shoved into the PVC pipe and die from being impaled through the head.
Oh. What?
Wow.
Should you feel horrible? Is that horrible or hilarious? Horrible would be that happened in real life and a real person died and their family mourned them. Or hilarious is it's part of a horror movie that is showing elaborate deaths.
Who's going first?
David, you can go first.
I think that's horrible.
Okay.
That sounds like it could really happen.
Okay. Fart, so what do you think?
What set off? What triggered the airbags?
She survived a car crash and almost got impaled through the head by a PVC pipe.
But then the jaws of life triggered the airbags and sent it through.
Yes.
I'm with David. That's horrible.
Okay. You're both wrong. That's from Final Destination 2, the character Kat Jennings.
Son of a bitch.
All right. Number two.
That's genius, though.
Yeah. A factory worker falls through a grate and impales his head on a giant hook.
Your turn to go first.
That's horrible, because that's very believable.
Hmm. David?
Hook. Yeah, no. I'll say hilarious.
David gets the point. It's hilarious. It's from Final Destination 5, the character Roy. Roy. Yeah, I threw that one in because, I mean, it's very believable. That could happen. Okay. This one is falling backwards while holding a wine glass. During the fall, the glass shattered on the ground behind her head, and the shards pierced her neck, causing profuse bleeding.
Oof.
Horrible or hilarious? David, I think it's your turn to go first.
Yeah, it's my turn. That sure does sound real. I mean, sounds very possible, but I'm getting a little bit of stank on this game. I'm going to say that's hilarious.
Okay, Fart.
I've been in a similar situation where I I've slipped and almost landed on some broken glass. So, fuck. Let's go with hilarious.
So both of you said hilarious?
Yeah.
Both of you are wrong. This is... a real death of Charmaine Maxwell, a member of the American R&B group Brownstone. A lot of fans and her family mourned her death, and you should feel bad for thinking that that's hilarious. Moving on. This one was killed by a falling Buddha statue during an acupuncture appointment. Fart, what say you?
Damn. They fell onto the Buddha statue or this?
No,
Buddha
the
statue
Buddha
tipped
statue
over,
fell on onto them and killed them during an acupuncture appointment.
Damn, that's believable. That's horrible.
Okay.
And not that elaborate.
I don't buy it. How could a Buddha? You've seen Buddha. He's center of gravity so low. He's not tipping over anywhere. That's hilarious.
He's not on a shelf? Or is it on a shelf? No.
It fell onto him. So I think it fell onto their head.
Yeah,
on
a shelf.
It fell off of a shelf or something.
I'm going to say it's hilarious.
Okay. And Fart, you say horrible.
Horrible.
Yeah.
David gets the point. It's from Final Destination 5. The character's name is Isaac.
Oh, you know what? If if you use any of the kills from the Final Destination, Fart's a shoo-in.
Yeah, he should be able to get that one of those. Mm. Actually, I don't think I have any from that movie, so you're fucked.
All right, Dan.
All right. There's plenty more. Like, you'll be able to catch up, Fart. Don't worry.
All right,
sacrificial goat bought for El Eid, or yeah, the Muslim holiday, jumped off the roof over a protective fence and fell onto him. His father had placed it on the roof of the building where he lived because he could not find another suitable place to keep it.
So the death was caused by a goat falling onto him?
Yeah. A sacrificial goat. They're planning on sacrificing it later.
Whose turn is it? Is it my turn?
So the goat's death isn't tragic. Anyways, I think it's yours, David. I think it's your turn to go first.
I mean, no matter how you cut it, that's hilarious. I'm going to say hilarious. The goat falls on him.
Fart, what do you say?
I mean, I have to be with David. That's hilarious.
It is hilarious.
You guys are evil. It's a real death of Haval Yadirim, who died tragically at the age of 13 in Turkey.
So you believe Paul Rubens died? Believe
that's
it?
Crazy. Yeah.
Is that horrible or hilarious?
That's
just horrible.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. I think you guys aren't doing great. David has 2 points. Fart has zero.
Cool.
So an electrical short causes two women to be locked in tanning beds, cooking them to death.
Oh, come on. That's Final Destination.
This is Fart. Yeah, go.
Fart.
So hilarious. It's a movie.
Yeah, okay. That's hilarious.
Come on.
You both are correct.
What is that from? Which one?
That one's a gimme. That's Final Destination 3.
That was
Ashley
the other...
and Ashlyn die.
Damn. I've seen that.
Ah, that's so funny. Ha, ha, ha.
Look, I don't care. Listen, I don't have so in the upcoming election, like, it's going to be some old rich white guy who doesn't have anybody's, best interest at heart, no matter who it is. But I will say, if it ends up being Trump, man, it's going to be hilarious. Hilarious. Hilarious.
Nobody loves the Bible more than I do.
Nobody loves the Bible more than I do. Fuck.
Donald Trump is a friend of Putin.
He's gonna be so unhinged and old. Like, and he'll have nothing to lose. Nothing.
Yeah. Okay.
That will be the funniest way for everyone to die.
I would never do that.
I would never do that.
Okay, we got several more. You guys can still catch up. Fart, you still have a chance.
Must we?
You're only two behind. Okay, this death comes from getting their head caught in an elevator door, and is decapitated by the elevator as it comes down.
Okay, this is me. I'm going to say that's hilarious. There's no way an elevator door could decapitate. Oh, I see what it's saying. So
it's coming down.
I'm still going to say it's hilarious.
Okay.
Well, just for the game, I'm going to go the opposite. Horrible.
Yeah, you got it.
Okay. David wins that round. It's from Final Destination 2. Character Nora.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
All right. Ooh. Next one is... This person was...
Is that
fatally...
Macho Man?
Fatally stabbed in the chest by a beach umbrella blown by a strong wind.
Oh, fuck.
Classic.
I believe it's Fart's turn to go. Yeah.
It's pretty wild.
That's pretty wild, as Elon would say. Elon? I mean, dude, that's hilarious and horrible. I don't know. That's a tricky one. Again, if that was me in real life and you said that to my parents, in a way, I know my mother would be crying. My father would be like, yeah. He would chuckle. So, but I guess I'll just go with, let's just go with horrible.
I was also going to say horrible because this, oh man, this could totally happen.
You guys are correct. This is a horrible death of a real person, Lottie Michelle Belk, age 55. She's just trying to have a good time on the beach.
Damn.
Could have happened to anyone.
Do you have
next.
Macho Man drops? Is that what's going on? Do you have some Macho Man drops?
Yeah, brother.
I was actually putting together a Macho Man soundboard recently. When you say that, but
were those other ones
the cream of the crop?
Were those other ones? They were a wrestler for sure, but I'm not sure who it was. Was it what's his fucking who's that guy who just died? What's that fucking guy's name?
That's the impression that I get.
All right, Bryce. Moving on. Fart, you still have an opportunity to tie, I think, but after this, it's going to be the deciding one. Okay, falling out of a 5-story window whilst performing a tango. They were demonstrating how to keep their head high by looking at the ceiling and failed to notice the open window behind them.
Oh, that sounds like a movie for sure. I'm going to say hilarious.
Same.
Sorry, guys. That's a real death of Alberto Fargo of Lisbon, Portugal. Both get it wrong.
Okay.
All right. Well, I mean, at this point, I've got 2 left, and Fart's going to lose. But if we want to see how many we can get out of the 11, we can do these last 2. So carrying a mason jar style drinking glass with a screw top lid in her kitchen when she collapsed, its 10-inch stainless steel straw entered her left eye and pierced her brain.
Shit.
Oh, shit.
I think it's David's.
Yeah. No, it's Fart.
Oh, Fart. What do you say?
So she just slipped in the straw, impaled her face through the eyeball. That's very just simple. So it'd be for a movie... Not that elaborate.
I mean, for some of these, I didn't tell the whole setup.
But it's eye
got
trauma.
Got it.
Yeah.
And also, it's eye trauma, you know?
Okay. So
sometimes that's all it needs to be.
I'm going to go with horrible.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's hilarious.
David, you are wrong.
Oh,
hey.
That is the real death of Elena Struthers Gardner, age 60, of Broadstone, Dorset, England.
Last one. Like Fred Durst.
It was amazing.
Let's see. Crushed to death by a hatch and a revolving telescope dome.
Mm.
So they're in like a giant telescope, you know, the top of a mountain, and they were crushed to death by the revolving telescope dome.
It's you this time, right, Bart?
I mean, that's very believable because those things are fucking gigantic, and I've been to them. They are made out of massive steel. So I could see cleaning, maintenance being done, something. But then again, I'm sure there's a lot of things, like a lot of steps you have to do to get those to close. So it's not like one of those whoopsie daisy, hit a switch, it's now closing kind of thing. So I'm going to go with hilarious.
Okay.
It sounds like a James Bond movie that I've seen. Maybe Moonraker. I'm going to say hilarious.
You're both wrong. It's the tragic death of real astronomer Mark Aronson, age 36.
Oh, shit.
Tragically
cut
died.
Down in his wipe.
So, guys, you did all right. So out of 11, David got 5. He's the winner. And Fart got 2.
Toothpaste.
So you should feel bad about thinking that these real deaths, these tragic deaths of real people are hilarious.
Hamburgers.
And you should really have some examining. You know, examine yourselves and your lives. And on that note, thank you so much for coming with us and listening to an interesting grab bag of Final Destination films.
Well, is that the nail in the coffin?
I took a shit.
This episode, as always, is produced by Fart Simpson. Thank you, Fart, for editing the episode.
Got it.
Thanks to our new patrons. I think we mentioned them all last time, but we can pull them up real quick. Thank you for sharing the show. Don't forget to do that. Don't forget to subscribe and do all the things we tell you to give us your money. Thanks again to recent new patron Heather D.
Cheese.
And if you want to call and leave us a voicemail and talk about death, call 682-253-4468. Love you, folks. Bye.
Bold Sprout.
Bye. Have a good... Thank you for joining us, Fart.
Mm-hmm. Ich habe das im Schule gelernt.
Good day, sir. Good day, sir. You lose. You get nothing.
Is that for me?
Yes, it is.
I just hit the snow through the scraggly wood.
He had no face.
Horror.
Curse your sudden but inevitable betrayal.